Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, we celebrated the great feast of all the saints. Today, we celebrate the feast of All Souls Day. Brothers and sisters, don't pass this by. Look at the members of your family. Look at your friends who have gone before you and pray for them. All Souls Day is the day to pray for them that they may see God very quickly. St. John Paul said, "Contemplation of the lives of those who have followed Christ encourages us to lead a good, upright Christian life so that we can prepare ourselves each day for eternal life." So it's a time to pray for all those who have gone before us, but it's also a time to take stock in our own lives. Where am I? How ready am I to see the Lord? If you think you're confused or you're not ready to see the Lord, please contact your parish priest. Please contact a good spiritual director and get the help that you need. Because God wants our All Souls Day to turn into All Saints. We want to be saints. And you say, "Oh, no, 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 I'm not that material." But you can. You can say to God right now, "Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Lord, I want to be more like you." And the more you do that, the more God will hear your prayer. You might not see it, but God will see it. So I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, please take today to pray for all those you know who have died and to pray for yourself that you may one day see the very face of God. The first book that we read from today is from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. "The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead," that's us, "and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace, for if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them. As the sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about the sparks as though through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with the elect." Brothers and sisters, if you've not made a clear declaration that you belong to Christ, now is the time to do it. If you've been baptized, if you've gone to confession, renew your pledge. "Lord, I want you," especially in this time of difficulty in our country. This is the time to say what's most important here. Of course, it's my husband, my wife, my children, of course. But above all that is God. Please, give yourself to God today. Take some time, because we give ourselves to God and then little by little we pull things back for ourselves. We do that. God knows that. But today is a good day to say, "Lord, I belong to you. Lead me." And he will do so. Psalm 23, of course, is the perfect psalm for right now. "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Though I walk in the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you are with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. That's just not an idea. Say to the Lord, Lord, I need to know more. Your rod and your staff, your direction and your correction. I need that because they give me courage to go forth. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Oh, let us be faithful servants of God, that we can say one day, only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come, forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. We want to be with the friends of God. We want to be with those who have gone before us. Tell the Lord how much you love him. Tell him that today. Thank him for the ultimate sacrifice he made for you and for me. Let us give him the honor that belongs to him. And we read from Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. Brothers and sisters, hope does not disappoint us, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might find even the courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Let us thank God for what he has done for us. Let us continue to say yes to him, even in the difficult times. Say yes, please, brothers and sisters, because he wants to draw you closer to him, each of us. He wants to draw us to himself. Rest against his heart today. Thank him for the people who have gone before you. Pray for them. Those who are saints, you will see them. Please, brothers and sisters, let us pray for all those who have gone before us, that they may see the face of God. And today we look too at the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, and this is from John, chapter 6, 37 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me." Stop right there. I will not reject anyone who comes to me. If you've been away from the Lord for a time, choose today to come to him, to pray for those who have gone before you, to reconcile with God in whatever way you need to. Don't be afraid. You'll be free. You'll be free. Sometimes we feel, because of our past sins, we can feel like there are chains all around us, and it's not going to change. It's not going to get better. That's a lie. God knows those chains are around you, and all you have to ask God through confession is to ask him to set you free and to give you courage just for this next week, and then come back to confession again. It's hard to break a habit. It's hard. But please, please open yourself to the grace that God has for you. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. Do you ponder that sometimes, what it's going to be like when we stand before God? We're all poor, we're all weak, we're all sinful. But as we pray and ask God's forgiveness, come to him in the sacrament of reconciliation and receive his definite, complete, full forgiveness, no matter what, open your heart to him because he loves you. He wants you before him one day in heaven. That's where we all want to be, together. I marvel at what those times will be like. I cannot even imagine it, what God does for those who love him. This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. Have you thought about that? Have you really thought about what it will mean to rise from the dead, to stand before your Creator and your Savior? Oh, brothers and sisters, our gratitude should be almost overwhelming. But so often what happens is we just take it all for granted and we don't really see or pay attention to what it is that God is offering us. He's offering each of us eternal life, to live forever with him in heaven, where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more grief, no more sadness anymore. There won't be. There will be joy and peace and reconciliation. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how much we've carried in our lives. How much have we certainly received wrong being done to us, and how many times have we done it to others because we're angry or frustrated? Please repent of that. God wants you to have eternal, that is, forever and ever. We cannot imagine that. But he's preparing a dwelling place for us in the power of his Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. We will see him. I can't imagine what that will be like. I think I want to just fall down on the floor or the dirt or whatever and just adore him. Be hard to look at him, and yet he will call me to look at him. And praise God, if I need some time because of sin in my life, then I will receive that. But I will know that the day will come when I will be drawn right to him. Or perhaps when I die, I will be drawn right to him. Please don't see that as a fairy tale of any kind. This is God, God preparing a way for you. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.